Next case, please.
Our next case is case number 12216. Jackie D. Fitzgerald seeks a variance from the front yard setback for an existing and proposed structure, sections 115.25, 115.185, and 115.211 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Statenville Road, approximately 0.42 miles west of Memory Road. The 911 address is 12616 Statenville Road, Harrington. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 1, Parcel 7.00. Specifically, the applicant seeks a 9.4-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback for an addition to an existing garage. Staff would note we receive zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you. State your name and address for the record.
Jackie D. Fitzgerald, 12616 Statensville Road, Harrington, Delaware, 19952.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry, we're laughing, but we're laughing at your reason for number three there. Because my ex, that's where my ex wanted to put it. We would like you to explain your request and how you meet the standards for granting a variance.
Well, the whole property there, I did own all of it, and I gave a letter to the east side. I let my son have that. It's surrounded by ditches. It's behind the house is the septic system and the well and all that. Where the garage was put, I didn't want it there to start with. That's where my ex wanted it, and I wanted to put it on the east side of my house, parallel with the house when I put it up. And so now I'm stuck with what I got. Now, if I put the addition on the garage on the south side, it would make it hard coming into it because of the house. And the reason I wanted, I got a 73 challenge I'm restoring, and I got a rotisserie. I got to build it and put it in there. So it's, you know, I got the 30 by 48 shop, but it's a metal building, and it's almost impossible to heat it in the wintertime. So that's why I wanted to put the addition onto the garage, so I can work in there in the winter.
Okay. See, your well is in the back of the house. Where is your where's your septic out front?
The septic is back of the house also.
Oh, is it? Okay. Okay. Are there questions from members of the board?
No, not this time.
I asked for a 10 by 26, the contractor recommended I go 12 foot instead of 10 if I could get it. I'll put in for 10 26.
Well, it looks like you've requested a 9.4 foot variance from the 40 foot front setback, which
on the bottom of the paragraph 5 is just 10 by 26.
I think Mr. Mills, if I may, looking at the survey, it appears that it is a 10-foot addition towards the road. So if you wanted it to be 12 feet wide rather than 10 feet wide, we would need an 11.4-foot variance rather than a 9.4-foot variance.
Right. So is that what you're requesting?
Yes.
Okay. Again, are there questions from members of the board?
And you want to add on to the front, not the back of the garage?
The roadside.
It says he can't do it because of the house. He can't add on to the south side of that, away from the road.
Because it's too close to the house?
Too close to the house. Is that a garage on that end of the house? Is that a garage on the end of that house?
No, on the end of the house.
Yeah, we're trying to understand why you can't add on to that side of your existing garage.
Because it'll make it tight coming in, driving into it.
I see what you're saying. See, the garage is already there.
It would be tighter. Okay, yeah. I'm with you.
You can't go to the side because of the ditch easement, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't add on to the west side because of the ditch easement, right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Any other questions?
Nope.
Okay. There's no other, Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions, thank you.
If there's no other questions, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve case 12216. The uniqueness of the property is there's a septic in the rear. We have an existing garage that would be less expensive to add on to instead of rebuild a whole new garage, and even so, he couldn't relocate it due to the septic. The garage cannot be altered without this variance. This condition was not created by the applicant. Will not alter the essential character of the development, and it's a minimal variance to allow a 10 by 26 addition to the garage.
The 10 by 26 or 12 by 26? Because he
says 10 by 26 on the bottom of his application.
But he requested a 12, which he's asking for 11.4 foot.
I revise my motion to 12 by 26.
So therefore, 11.4 foot variance.
And therefore, 11.4 foot variance.
And I second that motion.
Thank you.
I have a motion and a second. Now by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
I mean, Mr. Mears.
I was going to ignore that.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Callaway.
And aye for the previous reason have been stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a motion or by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Ms. Mears.